Start praying that God will regulate his mind and all of him, Brother Brandon. If you're here this morning, you're lost. I want you to examine your life right now.
Yes.
Honestly, this morning, you don't have to leave unsaved.
No, no. Come on.
Bless you, Madison. Bless your heart, Madison.
Amen.
He's been faithful.
Surrounded me with
Praise the Lord.
Too hard.
Let's scream to your heart.
Bless your heart.
I don't want to drink today.
All those places.
And it's because God came into my life. And I have my memory today.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you.
Some of you ought to let go this morning.
Amen. is this morning.
I wish you good. Bless you.
Sitting there singing and testifying, and the Spirit of God moved, and I began to wonder, Christian friend and sinner friend, how long can you stay in your seat this morning?
Yeah, that's true.
Sinner, how much longer is it going to take? What else does God have to do to try to convince you that He is who He says He is?
Amen.
Bless you, Darrell.
I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for the privilege to stand before you this morning. Feel humbled to stand here this morning. I thank God for this opportunity, for the privilege that He's given to us, that we can stand and tell you something about this man called Jesus. It's not anything about me or who I am, but it's all about who He is. And 40 and 21 of Isaiah says, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Just it's all about Him, and when it quits being about Him, I want out of this thing. It better be about Him in your life. He better be the number one thing in your life. He better be your number one priority. If he's not, I would encourage you right now to get down and pray and ask God to help you.
Amen.
Get your life in order this morning. The Bible says, blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful, for his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth,
bless you, darling,
shall prosper. Verse 4 says, but the ungodly are not so, but they're like the chaff that the wind driveth away. The ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Why? Verse 6 says, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Just when I still serve a God, the shepherd boy said, the Lord is my shepherd, Brother Jamie. But I shall not walk. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? But for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. But verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But listen, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? But the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though my enemies come upon me, neither my flesh, the Bible says, they stumbled and fell. Though war should rise against me, I shall be confident. Listen, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Listen, 19 and 14 says that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Listen, 30 and 5 says that this boy's weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. 46 and 10, the Bible said, listen to me, boys. Listen, he is the God today. Listen, in him, we have all of our being, we have all of our peace, and all of our comfort like this. Listen, folks, 61 and 2. He said, boys, when my heart is overwhelmed, he said, lead me to the
Amen,
God. That is higher than I thank God today. Listen, boys,
that's good, son.
Except the Lord build the house,
they labor in vain,
they build it. Except the Lord keep the city, he waketh with the Lord waketh in vain today. But the Son of God will say like this, in 91 and 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty today. My grandfather, the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lay not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their path today. Thank God. I serve a risen Savior. He's alive. He's there. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And he's there making intercession for you and I today. But listen, if you're lost, it's because you want to be. If you're saved, it's because you want to be. But because of God's amazing and grace today, Father. He loves you in spite of yourself. He loves you. I don't care where you've been or what you've done. Jesus Christ, He loves you. How much, preacher? The Bible says in 15 and 13, but greater love hath no man than this, but that a man lay down his life for his friends. But thank God you love him out there. He said, you are my friend if you do what's right. Amen, Jesus. Listen to me today, folks. Y'all pray real sweet for me. I'll do my very best to hurry and get out of the way this morning. But hear me about it. Like what the Bible said. In 3 and 1, the Bible said, Paul said in the 2 Thessalonians, Father, brother, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have a free course today. God's got a word here for you. I would that God you would take it home with you. But God's got a message here for you. I would that you would allow the Spirit of God to speak to you this morning. Open up your heart, open up your mind. Allow God to get into those dark crevices of your heart and of your life. Listen, you want strength this morning. You want satisfaction. You want stability. Listen to me. It don't come without sacrifice. You've got to sacrifice in this life. Yes, you do. But not the blood of bulls and goats anymore. But the Bible said in 12 and 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. And acceptable unto God. The Paul verse 2 says, and be not, here's the problem with some of you today, and be not conformed to this world, but that you transform by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That's why 2 and 5 of Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what was the mind of Christ, preacher? It was to do the will of the Father. Listen, what is your mentality today? What is your mind? What is the thoughts of your mind right here today? Is it to come here? Is it to be seen? Is it to let everybody know you're this or that? Listen, if it's not Jesus Christ, you're out of order, and your priorities are not where they need to be. Allow God to speak to you and set your life in order today. Oh, y'all pray real sweet for me. Bring you all the way. Listen, in the 22nd chapter of the book of Luke, a very familiar story. I know when I read this scripture, I'm jumping right in the middle of something in the scripture, but bear with me for a moment. In the 22nd chapter of the book of Luke, beginning in verse 54, you'll remember the story now. Listen, this is the denial of Peter of his Lord. When Peter would go and said, Lord, I will not forsake you, I will not leave you. Listen, back in chapter 21, verse 30, 22, verse 21, verse 33, he said, Lord, I am ready to go to prison for you. Lord, I'm even ready to lay down my life for you. But well, what in the world happened? Just a few hours in Peter's life. Let us read now in the 22nd chapter of Luke, in verse 54, and the Bible reads like this. Then took they him and led him, talking about Jesus, and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, hey, woman, I know him not. Number one. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. Number two. And after a space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow was also with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. Number three. And immediately while he spake, the cock crew. Listen. And the Lord turned to look at this and looked upon Peter. Could you imagine the look in his eyes? And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, but before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Listen, I wonder today, folks, about this story and about what it's talking about here. And how is it speaking to me and you here today? But listen, you see here in the scripture how that Peter, back in 33, he said, Lord, I'm ready to go to prison for you. I'm ready to die for you. But what is the problem here? But listen, are you a follower of Jesus Christ this morning? But listen, the greatest invitation a human being on planet Earth can ever have in this walk of life is for the invitation to be a follower of Jesus Christ. You may have a lot of things in this life and get to see and do a whole lot of things, but the greatest you can ever have is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And you'll find back in 5 and 10 of Luke how when Jesus looked at Peter, he said, come to me, buddy, and I will make you fishers of men. Well, listen to me today. Well, then what is the problem here in this story? If Peter, just a few hours before that, had the confidence and the mentality, the Lord, I'm ready to go to jail for you. I'm ready to die for you. Lord, I'll do whatever you'll have me to do in this walk of life. And you see, the problem is, well, the same way it is with some of you, it's easy to come into a house of God and worship God. But listen, when you get outside the company of your friends and family, how do you stand with him then? When Peter come, but the Bible says, I believe the reason is laid right here in this scripture. But the problem of why Peter denied his Lord. But listen, number one, the Bible says that Peter followed the Lord. Yes, he did. That's not in debate. But Peter was a follower of Jesus Christ. But Peter was an individual that God had picked out of the crowd and he had chosen. But the problem is, what caused Peter to do this? Number one, he followed afar off. Listen, your direction may be good. Your direction, you may be heading in the right way. But listen, if you're allowing distance becoming between you and your Lord, problems begin to arise. Oh, think about it. Listen, have you ever followed somebody going on vacation? Or have you followed somebody you don't know where you're going, but you're following them because they know how to get there? As long as you stay real close to them, well, listen, there's not any shit. But if you turn your head, well, you slow down a little bit, or if you got to stop here and there, and they get distance between you and them, then you got problems in your life. Where did they go? I can't see them anymore. I can't call them because I'm out of range. Listen, and that's the problem with some of you. You've allowed distance to come. You're saved by God's grace. Thank God for that. That's not in question. But at what distance are you following the Lord today? Or three and three of Amos, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? But listen, but when you follow at a distance, folks, but that's when but you find yourself falling into pits and falling into snares. When you follow at a distance, but that's when you got issues in your life. That's when you're the most vulnerable for the devil. But you see, that's why he said, Lord, hide me in thy pavilion. And that pavilion is the VIP room right next to the king's tent. And there be today, Lord, bring me a bed. Yeah. And that in your presence, but that I can give as close to you as I can today. They used to sing an old song. Maybe some of you know it. It says, I want to walk as close as I possibly can. You see, there's no such thing as being too close to God. And sinner friend, you hear me today. I don't care what you've done. I could care less on where you've been.
Bless you, darling.
There's no sin in that you've ever committed that God's not already taken care of. There's already bigger sin than you've committed. God's already forgiven somewhere back there. Listen to me, folks. It may be rough right now, but from here to the cemetery, and it's going to be. But we're not getting out here alive, people. But listen, you may have a rough way to go right now, but from here to the cemetery, but from the cemetery on, it's smooth. He promised me in 13:5, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you.
Amen.
All the way, the way. With you.
Thank God for that, son.
Are you allowing distance to come in your life? Are you allowing distance between you and the Lord? Do you serve Him like you once did? Do you pray? Are your prayers getting through? Listen, are you living a life that people can see God in you? Are you living a life today that would have a change in a person's heart? We don't live on the mountain all the time. No, we don't. This old flesh can't have that. But hear me, if God's in there, boys, he better come out somewhere.
Amen.
There better be something in your life that finds you guilty of being a Christian. If there's not, you're not saved.
Amen.
That's as plain as I can put it.
That's right, son.
If there's no evidence of you being a child of God, it's simple. You're not a child of God.
Amen.
Because if you're saved by God's grace, if God's in there, I promise you, He's coming out.
Yeah.
You can't keep Him bottled up, but you can't tie Him down. Listen, He's coming out your eyes, your nose, your ears, your mouth. He's coming out somewhere, boys, if He's in there. But hear me today. But the problem is when you're walking at a distance from God, do you feel Him like you once did? Is it as precious to you today as it was yesterday? But listen, if it's not, then you've got distance between you and the Lord.
Right, darling.
How do you close that distance? By coming to this man called Jesus. By coming and having Him to set your life back in order. Coming to Him and asking Him to help you with those situations. Number two, I'll hurry and get out of your way. When you follow at a distance, what happened to Peter here in this story? The Bible says he followed afar off. Listen, the next thing that happens is when there's distance between you and the Lord. But listen, the Bible says, Brother Jamie, they kindled a fire in the midst of the hall. Why is that? Go to 18:18 of John, and there you'll find the Bible says it was cold. It was a cold night that night. And they kindled a fire. They built a fire in the midst of the hall. And Peter, he followed at a distance. And when you do that, you find yourself warming by the wrong fire.
Yeah.
What fire have you snuggled up close to you? What fire are you warming yourself by? Listen, if you're following at a distance, listen to me. Number one, you're warming yourself by the fire of comfort. Listen, you want everything to be comfortable in your life. You're satisfied with coming to church. You're satisfied with sitting in a pew. You're satisfied with just going through emotions. You're living a comfortable life for Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something right now. If you're comfortable, you're not growing. But because there is no comfort in a growth zone. Listen, and if you're growing in the grace of Jesus Christ, you're not comfortable. Why is that? Because in order to grow for Jesus Christ, you've got to sacrifice this flesh. You've got to lay aside every way and every sin that does so easily beset you. And you've got to run with patience the race that's set before you. Listen, but if you're warming yourself by the fire of comfort, that fire of comfort, boys, it was flame. It was built by the enemies of Jesus Christ. And Peter come, and he sat right down amongst them, and he began to warm himself by the world's fire. If your life is bent on being comfortable, you're missing a mark.
If you're living a life and you're sitting on a seat of do nothing,
yeah,
and you're having them to stir you with a stick of do less, listen, you're missing the mark.
Yeah.
There's more to this thing. Grace is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. How important to you is to get all of God that you want. But the problem is, some of you have all of God that you want, but you ain't felt God in so long. Listen, it would scare you today.
Yeah.
Some of your churches, well, listen, you couldn't find the Spirit of God with a pack of hounds and a pack of FBI agents. Well, listen, you wonder what in the world is it like? And some of you sitting in that chair today, you ain't felt the Spirit of God in your life but for so long that you think you're all right.
Yeah.
Bless you, Darrell.
Praise it, bro. That's so good.
So many times in life, if we're not careful, we'll warm ourselves by the fire of comfort. We'll sit and we'll begin to warm ourselves because it warms this old flesh. And see, that's how some people want, is they just want enough of God, Brother Hatfield, to give them those Holy Ghost goosebumps. If that's all you ever experience in life, well, listen, you better put your big boy pants on and grow up a little bit. Well, there's more to it than that. Well, listen, how many of you right here today have felt the Spirit of God in your life? Well, listen, if you've not and you're saved, something bad going on somewhere.
Yeah.
You've got distance in your life and you're warming yourself by the fire of comfort.
Yeah.
Number two, I'll show you the other way.
Yeah.
Not only was he warming himself by the fire of comfort,
yeah,
but he was also, Brother Jamie, warming himself by the fire of convenience.
Yeah.
You see, Peter never started the fire. It was already started when he got there.
Amen.
Peter never told the Lord, never brought anything to the fire. All he done is he just come and he just sat down nonchalantly thinking everything is going to be okay. And he warmed himself by the fire of convenience. And you see, it's convenient to come to the house of God for a few hours and go out the same way you came. But listen, how can you tell if you're warming by the fire of convenience? Is if you leave the same way you came.
Yeah.
If God does not move in your life somewhere, whether it is to step on your toes, whether it is to rock your world, whether it is to wrap those loving arms around you and cradle you in His presence, if God does not move at some point in your life, there's something bad going on somewhere.
Yeah.
Listen, now I know if you're not going to shout at every message, and there's not going to be shouting in every service, but there better be the Spirit of God in every service.
Amen.
Amen.
Because without the Spirit of God, brother, you run. You don't have church. You just have a social gathering.
Yeah.
And that's all some people are excited about.
Yeah.
You just coming and fellowshipping one with another, singing a few old dead songs,
playing
a few old dead prayers, listening to some old dead preaching, and got up a spirit on them to blow fuzz off a beach, and sit back and say, going to back to the house and doing the same thing all over again next week, and say, God, I was there today. See you next time, Lord. And you see, if that's your mentality, you're simply warming yourself by the fire of convenience.
Yeah.
There was a man one day that got a message from God. Paul began to preach to him, and he was so condemned and convicted in his heart. He said, Paul, get on out of here. Then I have a convenient season. Then I'll deal with this thing. Some of you are waiting for that convenient season.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and bust your bubble right now. It's not coming.
No.
It's not coming. Today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
If you hear His voice today, right now, at this very moment, you hearken unto the voice of God in your life. And you see, woman, by fire of convenience, you want to snuggle up to somebody and begin to warm yourself by their fire. You want to warm yourself by the preacher's fire. Yeah. The preacher's supposed to be on fire. The preacher's supposed to come up there and have it all together. I want to get in close to him as I can. Yeah. I can get something off of him. Or the song leader. Or the Sunday school teacher. Or some deacon. Or some old-time saint. I want to warm myself by their fire. Well, there's a problem with that. What happens if they ain't got no fire either? But then they're going to be cold the same way you got your. How long has it been since you brought fire to the service? Instead of trying to warm yourself by somebody else's fire, you get in touch with God and you allow that relationship between you and God to fester and to grow and allow God to start that fire up in your life.
Yeah.
He has no respect to person.
That's right.
He'll build a fire in your heart the same way he will mine.
Yeah.
Now listen, if I come and mine's gone out, you can still have a good time. But your service for God had better not be on the shoulders of some other man.
That's
if
true.
It is, you've got problems.
That's right.
You've got problems. Let me tell you this. All you ever listen to yourself to is the things that does not stir you up. I would change what I listen to.
Yeah.
I would change what I listen to. Number three. Not only was he warming himself by the fire of comfort, he's warming himself by the fire of convenience. He was also warming himself, Brother David, by the fire of consent. He come. Y'all listen to me. I like that. He warmed himself by the fire of consent. When Peter got there, what did he do? He sat down.
Yeah.
He didn't bother anybody.
That's right.
He didn't ruffle nobody's feathers. He just sat there and he listened to them.
Yeah.
And then they began to bring accusations against this man.
Yeah.
Say, hey, buddy, you're one of them. Peter said, no, I'm not. Oh, Peter. Boys, I saw this man with him. I know I seen it with my own eyes. This man is one of them. But because of the fear, because there was distance between him and God, but because he was warming himself by the world's fire, listen, he denied his Lord the second time. Now listen, in 26:73 of Matthew, you also find this in the 14th chapter of the book of Mark. But listen, the Bible said, about the space of an hour, I just read that to you. That another confidently confirmed, hey, this man, I know without a shadow of doubt, he was with Jesus. Oh, how do you know that? This man is a Galilean. But you hear me today? If you are a child of God, and this world can't tell that in you at some point in your life, but listen, you've got distance in your life. You're warming yourself by the wrong fire.
Yeah.
And Peter said, uh-uh. He said, buddy, your speech betrayed you. I'm not one of them. The Bible says he caught her.
Yes.
You're warming yourself by the fire of consent. You're sitting there. You're not saying nothing. You're not ruffling nobody's feathers.
Yeah.
You're not speaking for the cause of Jesus Christ. You're sitting there listening to the filth. You're listening to them talk about your Savior. You're sitting there listening to them talk about how they're going to crucify him, how they finally got him. They're finally going to wipe him off the face of the earth. They're finally going to kick him out of their circle. Boys, we got him. And now we brought him down to Rome. And they're going to do the dirty work. Listen, they're going to crucify him. And I heard, listen, we're going to try to round up everybody with him. But hear me today, if all you're doing is you're sitting back doing nothing, shame on you. But listen, if you're not speaking up for the cause of Jesus Christ, listen, you'll be the one missing out.
Yeah.
So many times we go through this life warming ourselves by the wrong fire. Following, going in the right direction. following the right man. Peter was a follower of Christ. Yes, he was. He was going in the right direction. He followed the Lord up to that road there. Listen, he saw him when he was there. Hear me this morning, folks. But because he allowed distance to come in his life, that caused him to warm himself by the wrong fire.
Amen.
Oh, and when that happens, you open yourself up for the devil. When that happens, you lie. The devil is out there ready to pounce on top of you.
Yep.
Oh, but you see, the Bible says when the cock crew, the Lord looked at Peter.
Yeah.
Eyeball to eyeball. Those same eyes that Peter saw on the top of Mount Transfiguration. Those same eyes of love and compassion that he saw there in Jairus' house when he raised the daughter. Those same eyes that he saw out yonder on the sea when he told the peace be still. Those same eyes, the Bible says he looked at him. And listen, those eyes of compassion, it wasn't eyes of anger. It wasn't eyes of frustration. It was eyes of love and eyes of compassion that he looked at him. Peter knew what he had done. Hear me today, boy. And he went out, and the Bible says he wept bitterly. But let me not leave Peter here. Give me just a few more minutes. And the Bible said Jesus was took to the hill. He was crucified. He was laid in the heart of the earth. And thank God on that third day, he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And when the ladies come, and they come in to find him, and they found the angels standing at the tomb. And the Bible said in the book of Mark, I hope you're getting this.
Amen.
The Bible said, you go and tell my disciples, I have risen from the grave. But thank God, he got personal, and God gets personal with you today.
Amen.
Go and tell Peter.
Yeah.
Go tell Peter I rose, Peter, for your justification.
Yeah.
Go tell Peter I love you, buddy. No matter what you've done, I love you. Listen, Peter, I'll forgive you. But listen, if you'll come to me. Peter, I'll be right there for you. I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. But listen, and just a little while after that, the Bible says that Peter had a conversation with the Lord. Don't know what they talked about. The Bible don't say. But they had a conversation. I thank God.
Yeah.
I've had a conversation.
Yeah.
You can too. You can too. Listen, you must first realize who he is. You must first realize what he's done. And what he will do in your life if you're lying to you. You say, preacher, who is he? What a sister sent to you a while ago. May I introduce you to this friend of mine. He hung out the stars. He tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew. And he's not too busy but to care about you. Who is he, preacher? Well, he is a sinner savior. He is the key to the kingdom. He is the wellspring of wisdom. He is a doorway to deliverance. He is a pathway to peace. He is a roadway to righteousness. He is a highway, a hallmark of hope. He is a highway of holiness. He is the gateway to glory. He is the head of the heroes. He is the master of the mighty. He is the Christ of the conquerors. He is the overseer of the overcomers. He is the leader of the legislator. He is the greatest of the governor. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. Thank God today. Well, we're washed in his blood. Well, listen, saved by his grace. Clothed with his righteousness. And crowned with his glory. But thank God he died to redeem us. He lives to guide us. And he's coming back one day to crown us. He came into this world through a virgin womb. And he lay through a virgin tomb. But thank God today, to the artist, he's the one altogether lovely. But listen, to the architect, he is the chief cornerstone. To the astronomer, he is the son of righteousness. To the builder, he is a sure foundation. But listen to me, when you get that distance taken care of in your life, he will be whatever you need. To the baker, he is the bread of life. To the banker. He is the hidden treasure. To the carpenter, he is the door. Listen to me. To the doctor, he is the great physician. To the educator, he is the one altogether. The new and the living way. To the farmer, he is the sower and the Lord of the harvest.
Yeah.
When you get that distance taken care of, when you don't warm yourself by the world's fire, when you allow God to build fire up in your own life today, listen, he is Abel's sacrifice. He is Noah's rainbow. He is Abraham's ram. He is Jacob's well and Isaac's well and Jacob's ladder. He is Issachar's burden. He is Moses' rod. Listen, he is Joshua's son of Moon. He is Elijah's knife and Elisha's mantle. He is Gideon's fleece, David's slingshot, and Samuel's horn of oil. Listen to me. He is whatever you need if you allow himself to be part. When you close that distance in your heart, when you close, allow God to move in your life. Let me tell you what I'll do for you. 3:20 of Revelation. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
If any man open the door and come to me, I will suffer him with me. What will he do? He'll take your cup and he'll drink every bit of it. And then he'll give you his cup. When you close that distance, Christians, you hear me. I'm going to go anyway. When you close that distance, and you stop warming yourself by the fire of comfort and the fire of convenience and the fire of consent. When you allow God to move in your heart and you allow God to move in your life, he'll take your cup of anger and give you his cup of agreeability. He'll take your cup of bitterness and give you his cup of benevolence. He'll take your cup of calamity and give you his cup of comfort. He'll take your cup of a listen of confusion and give you his cup of contentment. He'll take your cup a listen of dissension and he'll give you his cup of discernment, which is what a lot of us need. A whole lot more discernment in our life. He'll take your cup of forgotten and give you his cup of forgiveness. He'll take your cup of griping and grumbling and give you his cup of grace. He'll take your cup of heaviness and give you his cup of hope. He'll take your cup of error and he'll give you his cup of encouragement and enlightenment. He'll take your cup of iniquity and give you his cup of thank God of justice today. He'll take your cup of jealousy and give you his cup of joy. Listen, he'll take your cup of resentment and drink every bit of it and give you his cup of rejoicing. He'll take your cup, sinner friend, of sin and give you his cup of salvation. When you close that distance in your life and allow God to build a fire in your own heart, he'll take your cup of unwillingness and give you his cup of understanding. Oh, what will he do, preacher? When you allow God to move in your heart, you're quiet now. Oh, let God speak to you. Let God move in your heart. Let God peel back those layers and begin to show you exactly where you are with him. Let God begin to reveal to you who he is. Not what others say he is. Not what you think he is. Not what you hope he is. Or what you even feel that he is. You allow God to begin to speak to you. And he'll show you in your life, if you want him to, what he'll do for you. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what God will do for them that will love him and serve him. But if you give it to us by the Spirit, God will move in your life like you've never seen before. If you allow yourself to close that distance, quit warming yourself by the fires of this world. Quit warming yourself by somebody else's fire. Quit warming yourself by the hope to's and the used to be's and the traditions of this world. And you come and grab a hold of Jesus Christ with every ounce of your being and let God show you what he'll do for you in your life.
Say much in prayer for Brother Brandon as he comes.